joining us. My name is Persia, and I'm coming to you live from my parents' dining room. Yes.
That is the sound of the Quarantee Dance Party. Just one of many LGBT-friendly online dance parties that have begun taking place since the lockdown began.
Give it up to DJ Jibs! Yes! Walk up in the thing, I be on my game. And if you're on Twitch or on Zoom, I hope you're like shaking your booty.
Now, of course, bringing the club scene into the Zoom room comes with a bit of a learning curve.
Okay, so this is what my Zoom screen looked like at the Polyglamorous party when I got here.
So, to help out, event producer Phil Hammack posted a how-to video on Digital Dance Parties 101.
Also, let me show you how you can see more people, because as you can see, there's 151 people in this Zoom room.
Then there's the question, why go to all this work to go clubbing if you can't even go to the club?
Nightlife really does serve a lot more for our community than just, you know, getting drunk and having fun with friends.
Phil Hammack, once again, speaking to KCBS.
It's also about going into a space where you feel safe, where you feel welcome. There's something just so psychologically beneficial about that.
He acknowledges dancing at home, of course, is not the same. But Hammack says overall, this new online nightlife is doing what it's supposed to do. Fostering community.
It's just like that kind of natural high you get from community connection. I'm totally feeling it. The music helps.
Hanging over all these good times, though, the businesses that make the LGBTQ nightlife happen are still shuttered and missing out on a lot of money. Hammack and others are raising funds for nightlife workers currently not receiving a paycheck, but even once the lockdown is lifted, it's feared by then some clubs may already be out of business. Keith Menconi, KCBS.